And now it's over to my friend, film critic Peter Malone, who heads the film office at Cygnus, the World Catholic Association for Communication. Today he talks about a film that narrates an epic journey by father and son at the end of civilization. The Road, it's actually based on a book that I enjoyed very much.
By Cormac McCarthy?
Yes.
Grim stuff.
Grim stuff, but very, very powerful, the book, and the film also looks powerful.
Well, I've read some people are a bit dissatisfied with the film in the sense that they felt a film couldn't be made of the book, but they praise the director, who I'd better put in brackets, Australian John Hillcoat, has kept at least the spirit of it and the atmosphere and the look from the book.
Officials have declared a state of emergency.
What's happening?
I don't know.
What you see is happening now.
I hadn't read the book, and I saw this film at the Venice Film Festival, and I would have given it an award at once. I was very impressed by it.
Was it in any way recommended or singled out at the festival?
It wasn't, in fact. It was in competition, but it had fairly good reviews, but it didn't finish up winning any of the awards.
As you say, it's a beautifully made film which won't appeal to a wide audience who may not be attracted by its post-apocalyptic scenario.
How many people do you think are still alive?
In the world? Not very many.
It's the story of a surviving father and son in a post-apocalyptic scenario, isn't it?
That boy looks hungry. Why don't you all come on the truck?
You look at him again, I'll shoot you in the head.
I don't think you killed a man in your life.
It is, and it's extraordinary the way that they're filmed in, again, as we talked about earlier with New Moon, it's filmed in the Northwest as well as Louisiana and then in more ordinary scenes in Pennsylvania. So, in a sense, it's a road movie covering so many aspects of the United States, but in this devastated world.
Everything depends on reaching the coast.
I told you I would do whatever it takes.
It's about surviving, isn't it?
It's very much about surviving and the love between the father and the son. And I'd have to say that Viggo Mortensen, as the father, gives a wonderful performance.
Kill anyone who touches you, because that's my job.
The boy, Cody Smits McPhee, bracket, also from Australia, grows on you.
We're going to die.
We're not going to quit.
I wasn't so struck with him at first. But I should mention also there's some small cameos by Charlize Theron as the wife in the flashbacks. And then they meet a vagrant. And I couldn't quite place him for the moment, just from the look of him. But then I recognised the voice. And it's one of the best performances by Robert Duvall that I've seen in ages. So not only does it look good and is well dramatised, the performances are also very, very good.
Well, I'll end with a quote from your own review. A fine film, regrettably not going to be seen as much as it should be.
Yes, I think that's the case. I think people find it too difficult and the distributors, I'd imagine, won't push it as much as I would hope they should.
Just a note that the score is by Nick Cave as well.
He's a friend of John Hillcoat's.
Oh, really?
And in fact, they made several films together, one called The Ghosts of the Civil Dead about 20 years ago in Australia, and then an Outback Australian film in 2005, The Proposition, which Nick Cave wrote, because he writes novels as well as
yes,
the music.
Yes, yes. Mm. Okay, thank you.